I'm catching up once again with Charles Kagaravat, who is the president of Braze America. And the last time we met, it was actually in New York at the Bistro Vendôme, where you were entertaining a convention from Morlaix.
Yeah, it was a great time. I remember that. So good to see you again. So
here we are, this time in Brittany, which is a slightly different setting, but a beautiful hot day. So Charles, tell me, can you explain to people who didn't hear perhaps our previous broadcast with you, what is Braze America?
Sure. Well, Braze America is a nonprofit organization that builds bridges between the USA and Brittany. Those projects might be cultural, they might be economic. So throughout the year, we do projects that really try to build cooperation between these two areas, getting more people to really know that Brittany exists, know about the culture, know about the music, know about the language, do events on both sides of the Atlantic, so sometimes in the U.S. and sometimes in Brittany.
Is this the first time or that you're actually involved with the Interceltic Festival?
We're doing a series of concerts this year at the Interceltic, but it's not the first time that we're doing something with the Interceltic. They were partners 2 years ago of the Braze America Collective when we traveled and we did a tour in the USA.
Would you say now that is membership growing? Who does it attract?
The number of events that we do throughout the year vary in location. So what's been really interesting is when we do events, sometimes in places we've never been. So Braze America has done events in over 20 U.S. cities. So that goes from New York to San Francisco, Rochester, Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, a bunch of cities in Louisiana, New Mexico. We were in Santa Fe, Albuquerque. We've been in San Diego. So sort of all over. So sometimes when we go somewhere, it's the first time we do an event there. So it's great to get enthusiastic welcomes that we get in new places and to see, people are interested by this. They want to see greater cooperation between a place like the U.S. and a place like Brittany. They're interested in this sort of very unique culture and music and dance. And cuisine. We have about 5,000 people that follow us actively. We have 25 active members that help on a day-to-day basis. So it's been great to have just different people in different areas taking part in these events and excited about it too.
That's amazing, isn't it? It's not necessarily attracting Breton people or people from Brittany or French people, but others from other ethnic cultures too.
Yeah, so one of the big projects that we have each year is called the Braze America Collective, where we get musicians from Brittany and musicians from the U.S. to come together and collaborate on music. So the musicians from Brittany are traditional musicians, so they might sing kick-on-on-discon, they might play the accordion or play some other instrument. The Americans in this are contemporary artists. They play jazz, Americana, blues, a lot of different things. So it's an eclectic mix, and that mix makes some interesting sounds after they do a melange and they get together and they rehearse and then they do concerts and people are like, oh, that was amazing. And I have to tell people, well, they only rehearsed a few days before this concert and they kind of made a lot of stuff up. But it just shows the power of music to break down barriers and get people to come together. So quite excited about this year, this summer at the Interceltic. We're doing two different concerts, one at the big stage at L'Espace Bretagne, so there'll be 3,000 or 4,000 people for that show. So it's great to say that first time in Europe that the Braze America Collective plays after 20 different shows in the U.S. is here in Brittany in Lorient.
That's fantastic. Moving on to the money side of things, as one has to, how are you funded? Do you get grants or is it donations?
So it's not easy, and I think all nonprofits know about this, that it's a daily grind, and when we talk about volunteers as well, those are all difficult things to find, volunteers and money. So, we've tried to be creative in the way we do this, self-funded, so from the events we do, being able to make it profitable, which is definitely not easy. We have partners that help us, be it in the private sector, also in the public sector. One of the things that we recently did is we did a beer. We created a beer called the Braze America Beer. We've partnered with Brasserie Lancelot for this. And a small amount of the profits that the brewery makes come back to us to help finance our cultural projects. So we really try to think outside the box when we do these things because we know it's so hard. And a lot of times people don't care about Breton language. People don't care about culture. So we're defenders of that and we try to find ways to protect it.
Now, on a more personal level, I understand that you're now over here in Brittany.
Yeah, I live in Brittany, and it's been a few years now. I grew up in New York City. I was born there. Obviously, my last name makes me pretty Breton. My folks moved to the U.S. in the 60s, like so many people from central Brittany came to Brittany, from Brittany to America. So I was born there. I grew up my whole life there. But I got married to a Breton woman, so from Lorient. For all you guys out there, when you marry a Breton woman, you'll probably end up in Brittany. So that's what happened to me.
The family have pulled you back.
Exactly. Yes. So I've been here for a few years, and the quality of life is just amazing. Mm. Just things that you can't probably duplicate with America. I say, number one, the butter here is just from another planet. Just living in Brittany is just amazing, and the quality of life is hard to match anywhere else. You got to get used to the rhythm. Maybe that's some of the things that when I first got here, I realized, oh, you know, the store might not be open on a Monday morning, and you really don't ask why. That's just the way it is, and you kind of plan ahead. And well, it's different. You march at the beat of a drummer that's a little bit different. You know, I'm lucky enough with my job to travel because I work for a startup here in Brittany in tech. Obviously, Brace America is just, I'm a volunteer, so it's what I do on my free time. Family first, yes. And I have my job and everything, yes. So my free time is filled up with Brace America stuff. But my job kind of sends me to the U.S. very often for international missions and stuff like that. So I get to go back to New York a few times a year, so don't miss it that much.
Any future plans, ideas with Brace America?
In our calendar, we have a lot of things. So the beer, it was just launched in August. So we did a test run in Lorient, and it kind of sold out after a week, which we were wondering if it was going to work or not. But the feedback has been extremely positive. People really, really enjoy it. It's a little bit different. You know, it takes Breton malt, and it takes hops from the U.S. that are organic and puts it together for a very unique beer. So for beer lovers, it's been a great experience for them to be able to taste this new beer that's made with Breton innovation, because the Brasserie Lancelot is based in the Morbihan. So sold it out after a week. So there's going to be more beer available. So it's going to be in different bars throughout Brittany in the fall. So that's going to be a great experience as well, to see more people getting to know this beer and this different taste of beer. For us on the cultural front, very important for us to keep on growing the momentum that we have with the Brace America Collective. So we've done shows in the U.S. Now we've finally done a show in Europe here at Lorient at the Interceltic. So I think there'll be more stuff to talk about with the collective as more people become fans of the band. And we continue to expand sort of the creative aspect for the musicians, getting them to perform more often together, rehearse more often together, and who knows, maybe an album and things like that will be down the road. From the economic front, we've done these startup events throughout the year where we try to highlight the really great innovators of Brittany in the tech and the startup world and young entrepreneurs who really don't get their name called out too often. So we really want to highlight them and show that Brittany is une terre d'innovation, like we say, a region where there's a lot of innovative people, innovative products, and innovative companies. So we'll be doing more things around that in the year as well.
It's very interesting. Excellent. So how can our listeners keep track of what you're up to?
Well, super easy. I would invite everybody to go on our website, which is brace-america.com. Social media is great, too. We're very active there. So whatever your favorite social media is, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're on there. Follow us, check us out, and send us a message.
Indeed. Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And it's